by yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on this Sunday evening across the country and around the planet. It is the 7th day of September 2008 on this Sunday edition. I have a lot of important news and information to cover. Also going to be opening the phones up throughout the broadcast today to take your calls. It's toll free, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. If you're listening to us in Central Texas from the station that this syndicated program originates from, News Radio 590 KLBJ, you can call us at 836-0590. On the local number. Didn't take a lot of calls last week as we had several important guests on. This week we'll have more time to take your calls on a whole plethora of important issues. Before I get started, let me just put it to you this way. 95% of what I discuss on this show is undebated. It is incontrovertible facts. The Council on Foreign Relations is trying to overthrow the United States and set up a global corporate government out of its ashes. Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, all these top globalist planners, David Rockefeller, all write books admitting they're engineering all of this. But then they, conversely, on the news, talk to the public like they're children and say none of that exists, go back to sleep. The federal government, along with some other governments and international government, admits that since the mid-90s they have been spraying by adding chemicals to jet fuel, so the pilots and airline companies aren't even involved. They're just told, you know, here's the fuel. Spraying poisonous particulates into the sky, called chemtrails. And this is all admitted in government documents. It's going on. But before they launched that program, they preconditioned people in the media that crazy folks talked about it. So I thought people were crazy talking about it until I saw all the government documents. And that's the point I'm trying to make here, is that we have the national security state absorbing our country and absorbing other nations, like a boa constrictor gobbling up a piglet or a baboon or a baby alligator, whatever boa constrictors eat. The point is, you've got the image, a baby hippo. Ever seen that video on YouTube? Gigantic 400-pound baby hippo and the huge snake is eating it? Amazing. The point is that we don't have a new world order. We don't have a global government. We don't have a national security state, but we almost do. And they say that in David Rockefeller's autobiography 4 years ago. And you can go watch on Charlie Rose's YouTube channel hundreds of globalists, Henry Kissinger, you name it, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, come on and say, we've got our global government, it's almost in place. So it's kind of like a house. They built the foundation, they put in the skeleton of the building, they put sheetrock on it, they put in plumbing, they're putting in the carpet now, the paint, the chandeliers, they're putting in the electrical outlets. I mean, it's almost done. They're opening the doors next week, folks. They're going to have a open house, but they're not going to be offering brownies and cookies. But no, they're going to be offering forced inoculations with cancer viruses, and they say they are. And to know this, and to know this is being constructed, and to know this is being built, and to know the United States and England are the furthest along, and to see what they're doing. I mean, doubling and then tripling the police in the last 10 years. The CIA recruiting in high schools, colleges, everywhere. doubling and quadrupling again for domestic operations? I mean, it isn't enough to ship in all the heroin and cocaine. I mean, your war on drugs is going after your competition. All the hundreds of flights that have crashed, or local cops will bust a whole 18-wheeler and full of cocaine. They'll be told, hey, national security. And then these good old boys, these old senators and bankers that run our country, isn't enough to sell heroin and cocaine to our kids. But no, you got to put them in prison for using your products. And you got to kick down the wrong doors every day looking for your products. And you're like, well, Alex, we got to have it be illegal because that's what keeps the price up. That's what makes there be a black market. Or it'd be like 100 years ago, 80 years ago, when heroin and cocaine were stolen on store shelves at every drugstore. When it was in Coca-Cola soda pop. And Alex, we own the prisons. That's right. The drug dealers own the prisons, the private prisons that they put you in when you're caught using their product. It's an economic model that's really hard to believe. These guys are masters of building total slave grids. You know, I wasn't even looking for the news of government drug dealing today. But I ran across two different stories, just mainstream stories about government drug dealing. One was out of Reuters. It's just been confirmed by the U.S. government that it was a CIA rendition aircraft for grabbing people they kidnap and flying them to Gitmo and other black sites in Europe, not just in the Caribbean, ghost sites. But that it crashed with 3.3 tons of pure cocaine. It was coming from the source out of Colombia when the CIA aircraft went into a storm and had some type of problems landing and crashed. And there have been hundreds of those. There have been CIA aircraft crash in Miami and cocaine and heroin just all over the field. And the guys in black, the men in black show up. And so I want to tell young people, the only way to beat these bastards is to keep your mouth shut in school, keep your head down. The public schools are induction centers to induct you into prison. The state code in Texas says that three truancies is not a truancy. It's more than 10, but they'll still criminally charge you for truancies that don't exist. They count being late to class as truancies and charge you. The courts are frauds. The system's fraud. It's all criminal. And the government has heard you. The government knows you're mad, knows that you understand they're illegitimate, and is gearing up a police state because they're aware of the fact that we are waking up to their criminality. People always say, why doesn't the government hear us? Why does the government ignore the Constitution? And, you know, on every issue, what the people want is popular and constitutional. You know, all the polls, 80, 90% the people are against open borders, against the war, against Big Brother, against the cameras, against the biometrics, against more cops. And they just say, hey, you don't run anything. The national security state does, based in Cheyenne Mountain, Colorado, in Colorado Springs, and we work for the big private banks, and we are going to push Ritalin and Prozac, whose molecules are more dangerous than the illegal drugs we push on you, and we're going to build more camps, and we're going to build more prisons, and we're going to train your children to tattle and spy on the parents inside the schools, and we're going to fully destroy the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and we're going to have global carbon tax and the new environmental footprint garbage with this TerraPass baloney, where every facet of your life is going to be regulated, tracked, and controlled. And if you don't like it, we'll send by some hardcore killers in black uniforms that will shove a gun down your throat and blow your brains all over the wall. Because they like steroids, they like power, they like being macho, and they're too cowardly to go fight real enemies. You understand? They're coming for you. And a lot of them aren't cowardly. They've been running Abu Ghraib torture camps, and they're coming here now. Now that's America. That's what America is. Now, you can wake up now, we can turn it around, maybe, or you can still keep living in denial. You can still keep believing in Sarah Palin or all these other idiots like Barack Obama that are total puppets and run nothing. Or you can grow up and stop being little children and admit bad people took over and we're in a lot of trouble. And we're going to have to fight for our lives just to survive.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 5th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 808.20. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $832.52 or $10.30 for half ounce and $205.15 for quarter ounce. That's $832.52, $410.30, and $205.15.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnoses. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Let me just give you one microscopic zoom in. Imagine you're staring at a whole world of government covert operations, corruption, evil. And then zoom in on one little area. You know, what's the CIA doing in America? And of course, that's totally illegal, but they now admit they're everywhere. What have they been doing since the mid-80s that we can confirm? And, I mean, this is with Marine Corps captains, police chiefs, governors that I personally have interviewed. You want their names? Well, I can't tell you the Marine Corps captain's name. We blur his face out. But I can tell you Governor Jesse Ventura. I can tell you former San Antonio Police Chief Ale Philippus. I can tell you Jack D. Compton, police chief of Alice, Texas. Want more names? The CIA comes to them with giant bags of $100 bills and says, we just want you to be friends with the government. Now, these are interviews I have conducted that have been on air. You know, years later, you hear about it on NPR or the Washington Post. That's all been mainstream news in the case of Ventura. He shows up his first day at work, and there's 23 CIA people there, and they go, let's explain something. We basically run things, trying to kind of intimidate him and threaten him. He just said, who are you? We're not going to tell you. We talk to you. You don't talk to us. He said, get the hell out of my office. So he told him, get the hell out of here. This is America. I'm a governor. And they said, oh, that's how you want it. And they ran black ops in the news on him from there and on out. They went after his kids in the media, everything else. And they were little old ladies. They were young black guys. They were trendies. They were the guy next door. 23 of them in his office telling a governor. Now, Allie Phillips, former Army intelligence, Vietnam veteran, patriotic, police chief of San Antonio. Delta Force approaches him, and basically that's militarized CIA commandos attached to the National Security Council. And they just were running all over San Antonio, all over Miami, all over Houston, all over East St. Louis. And I would interview the mayors, everybody. Of course, most of them ended up taking the cash. They'd show up and they'd say, here's $500,000 just to be our friend. Now, see, that's covert takeover of your governments. They do that in Georgia. And I mean Georgia over in the Caucasus, South Caucasus. They do that in Belarus. They do that in Pakistan. They do that in India. It's all completely illegal. But, see, they've been running that black op since at least 1984, under Rex 84. And so PDD 51 and others may be secret. We have the cover sheet. It says the government's a dictatorship. They have public declarations of emergency each year, meaning it's a dictatorship of the Pentagon. But this isn't where they've got troops marching up and down smoking cigars like it's Guatemala. This is all covert, but it's all right there, ladies and gentlemen. And it is the shadow government that implements the snatching of 1.4 million American children each year. It is the shadow government that ships in the heroin and cocaine and pushes the school programs to put your children in on Ritalin and Prozac and hundreds of other deadly drugs. They run it all, ladies and gentlemen, and you're all a business. And it's all about making you wards of the state. Psychiatric wards, drug addict wards, prisoner wards, welfare wards. And we have all the government handbooks, documents. I've had former head of the Treasury, former head of policy, number two, Department of Education, where they go into meetings and be told all this. And so don't tell me if something like this was happening, it wouldn't be public. It is public. Just you and your childlike little world don't know it. And do not tell me that they didn't bring hundreds of thousands of dollars to the police chief of San Antonio. And he said no. Then he called his colleagues, the fire chief, the mayor, and they said, what, you didn't take it? It's called a corruption. Anybody watch that series Rome, which is based, it's about 95%, 96% historical, where Julius Caesar would do corruptions. He called it a corruption. He would get locals, even in Rome, on his payroll to take payoffs, to go get others to take payoffs, and then they were corrupted. It was called a corruption. The CIA is in the smallest towns, the biggest cities, and they run it all with 16 other public government agencies and over 100 private defense contractors. The private defense contractors like Lockheed Marietta don't just run the red light cameras in most of your towns. They got their private spook groups. They've got defense budgets and intelligence budgets bigger than the CIA. They're everywhere. All of them. It doesn't matter if it's some rocket propulsion unit like JPL. It doesn't matter who it is. They're all over spooks, and it's funny. It's basically mafia. Lockheed Martin. CSIC. The list goes on and on. Warrantless spying, all of it. And it's admitted. It's all admitted, and that's who they are. And every city has garrisoned. City of Austin has over 100 hitmen who just sit there with their cell phones to kill people in Austin if they're needed. Do you understand that? In New York, they got over 1,000 soldiers, ladies and gentlemen, They've got thousands of soldiers in every major city, hundreds in your medium-sized cities. They got hitmen in the smallest towns. They got federal intelligence officers in the smallest towns. They haven't killed me because I'm so spot on. They don't want to kill me and draw attention to everything I said because I've reverse engineered what they've done, and I've gone out and done the interviews and gotten the documents and gotten it all together and put it all together. And let me tell you, it isn't pretty, ladies and gentlemen. And these people don't play games. We're not playing games here going up against them. They don't control all the media. They don't control all the press. In fact, they don't control a lot of things. They just sit up there and claim, oh, you know, the people they try to corrupt, it's for national security. And let me tell you why they're in trouble right now. Because hundreds of prominent former CIA section chiefs and top analysts and field commanders have gone public and have said this is a national security police state control grid, high-tech enslavement system being set up, and they don't like it. This is full-spectrum dominance of the American people and the people of the world. This is not for the red, white, and blue. So they're all saying no to all this. So what's the CIA doing? They are running radio and TV and print ads everywhere, and they are planning to triple their size and basically fire everyone. And now they're looking for felons. Let me give you a little tip here. They want aggravated felons. They're hiring child molesters. They're hiring crooks. Now, they've always done that as operatives, and they've always done that for people they handle, for assets that the handlers control. But now they are making up the cores of Army intelligence, defense intelligence, with sickos. Who do you think they peopled Abu Ghraib and hundreds of other camps around the world with? It's admitted. They would go find former federal prison guards and state prison guards who'd lost jobs for raping prisoners and beating them. And then they go look at their Google account and see what they're visiting online to a psychological profile. Oh, yeah, everybody's got one. And then they go hire them. But that ain't enough. I told you this 10 years ago. Now it's mainstream news. They're hiring not just foreigners to fill up the military and intelligence, but they're hiring former death squad brigades out of Venezuela, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Brazil. And guess who else they're hiring? Aggravated felons. I mean rapists. That's mainstream news. The mainstream news says, though, oh, they're hiring rapists and arsonists because they're good and they'll get the job done. You're an illegitimate, bankrupt group of drug-dealing sickos, and I'm done with you. And the United States of America declares war on you, Black Ops. You will be defeated.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6, You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocketed, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, you know, Motley Crue has been playing my videos at their concerts for the last year, so I guess it's only fair we play some of their music. Now listen up, New World Order! You're a bunch of degenerate scum. You're going to get cut down to size. Cool, cool blonde. She moves like a cat. And if she gets your name, well, you might not. Well, I'm looking it up. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. That guy's got the looks to kill. He is the biggest bank robber in U.S. history. Him and his boys have looted about $60 trillion out of the economy, right into those Swiss accounts. Yeah, you heard me right. $60-plus trillion conservatively, if you leverage it, it's in the thousands of trillions. Oh, you want sources? AP headline, September 10th, 2001. $1.9 trillion missing from Pentagon funds. And some of the geniuses out there will say, hey, wait a minute. Alex, the whole defense budget's only $80 billion a year. Well, see, a large portion of that is put in comprehensive annual financial reports or in investments and in pension funds. All of that and more has been taken, and then the Pentagon borrowed money, and then it was handed directly to offshore corporations. I mean, generals would get billions apiece. But the head guys, we're talking trillions. But what do the privates get in Iraq? They get 35,000 secret cash. Now, admit it, we told you years before it was in the news. Those big pallets of billions of cash are flown every day. And then that's a corruption. And then the troops are offered more. They say, here's $100,000 to kill your captain. He's been blowing the whistle about what we're doing here. you know, old Dyncorp's flying some kids out. Oh, yeah, and so they just, there's been record numbers of, so they're also killing in the military all the investigation arms that were not corrupted. See, the cancer's racing through everything right now. They're killing the investigators. They're killing the good FBI agents. They're killing the good CIA people, or they're demonizing them or setting them up, and then they're just hiring the felons and the criminals and the murderers and just grabbing the gang members and doing the psychological assessments for psychopaths that don't have records and just building their army of Mordor. It's so much fun for them. And then they tell you, oh yeah, that was 8 years ago, 7.5 years ago. Guess how much is missing from the Pentagon now? Last time I saw a congressional hearing on it, and the Pentagon says they will not discuss it in national security, and then they mentioned PDD 51. That means Congress no longer has authority. And Congress says, that's right. Now, of course, Congress is co-equal to the president, so how could the presidency say you have no authority and cannot even see what we're doing? Well, they don't have the paramilitary forces or the nukes or the neutron bombs. You see, in official U.S. government and British government documents, like last year's 100-and-something page British Ministry of Defense 10-year perspective, where they look forward and predict, they say that if anyone tries to take over the British government, i.e. the people or even the parliament, or if the people in the U.S. were to, say, try to march on Washington and take it over, a neutron bomb will be dropped on you. Oh, you don't believe me there. That's official policy. Because they own the banks. They own the neutron bombs. They own the death squads. They own the FEMA camps. They own the coca fields. They own the heroin plantations where they're growing the poppies. And they've got the power. And they say, hey, we're the smart people. You're the dumb people. Shut up. We're going to take the dollar. We're going to buy up all the real assets in the world in the name of the dollar. And then we're going to deflate it overnight by inflating it, and let you hold the bill for it and leave a vanguard police state behind as we all move to Switzerland and Paraguay and Spain. And if you don't like it, we'll just release a bioweapon and say Al-Qaeda did it and kill a couple million of you, and then you'll learn how to beg and plead to your government real fast. Won't you? I'm told from high-level sources that actually a lot of globalists listen to this show because they enjoy it. They like if there's somebody out there telling them what's being done to you, because they say you're so cowardly and stupid and pathetic that you won't even do anything about it. You'll go cling to Barack Obama's skirt or to Joe Biden. No, save me. Or you'll go to Sarah, or you'll go to John McCain and hang on their skirt. Oh, mommy, 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 help me. And they'll go, oh, I'm going to help you real good. I'm going to take everything you've got, slave, and then I'm going to draft your kids claiming it's to fight terrorists, and you're going to go back our empire up, aren't you? And you're going to say, yes, I'll give you my kids. I love being a schmuck and an idiot. I love being conned over and over again. I love being the dumbest people on earth. Let me explain something. The boys that run our country have completely looted it. The last act of a corrupt system is to loot the treasury. They have taken our credit and our name, and they bought real assets. They bought themselves villas and oil companies and whole lakes and whole sectors of countries and the Nigerian oil fields. That's come out that Halliburton and Cheney directly hundreds of millions in bribes. Nothing will happen to him. It doesn't matter, because they've got men in black uniforms with devil tattoos that can't wait to kill you and your family if they snap their fingers. And all they're waiting for is to sell you on their whole police state apparatus. Play that CIA ad that's airing all over the country. This is them recruiting. This is the type of bull. You know, but hey, if you're not a felon, or if you don't have a psychopathic web surfing, which they're tracking and watching your psychological profile, do not go apply. Here it is.
Are you ready for a world of challenge? A world of possibilities? A world of ambiguity and adventure? Be a part of the National Clandestine Service at the Central Intelligence Agency. Are you a person of purpose, professionalism, with curiosity and integrity? Serve in the U.S. and abroad as a CIA officer with the National Clandestine Service. Safeguard America. Keep U.S. policymakers informed and share a mission that's larger than all of us.
Oh, yeah.
Are you an extraordinary person with a strong sense of patriotism? Learn more about a career with the National Clandestine Service at the Central Intelligence Agency. visit CIA.gov and click on careers. That's CIA.gov. Start making a world of difference today. The Central Intelligence Agency, the work of a nation, the center of intelligence. Equal opportunity employer, U.S. citizenship required.
All right, let me tell you how this really works, okay? Let's say you go fill out the paperwork. You're the captain of the football team. You're a college football guy. You believe in America. You don't know Al-Qaeda was the name of a computer program in 79 for Muslim extremists working for the CIA. You think you're smart. You think you're intellectual because you watch Frontline. And you want to go join like Pat Tillman did. You want to go join Special Forces. You want to go join the Army. You want to go join the CIA. You want to go join Defense Intelligence. They'll have questionnaires. They'll have your whole web surfing history. You'll never be told that. You're compartmentalized. And if you're a good guy, they're going to have you out BSing the local villagers, living with them for 3 years in your Peace Corps front to take vaccines. And because you believe it's really helping him, you'll be the perfect salesman to sterilize those people, and you'll be rotated out before you ever notice how you killed that whole village. Or by the time you notice and learn about how you helped kill the whole village, oh, it'll be too far down the road. You'll be too deep in now. You'll know your phones are being listened to. You'll know your spook wife they stuck you with is really your handler. See, again, it goes on and on and on. You want to work with a bunch of backstabbing, lying, drug dealing, child kidnapping filth? Oh, I mean, they've got all these compartmentalized nice guys who are nice fellas, who were captain of the football team, to give congressman tours around the CIA building. Maybe you can get a job doing that. Or you might just be an analyst who goes out and collects field data, in some third world nation. Or you may be the good front of the CIA that goes and gives water purifiers to kids. But that's only so in that area of Africa that you'll be trusted so they can then bring in more people behind you. You understand how that works? And I don't want to... Let's say they teach you the Machiavellian view, the end justifies the means. So the world's so evil, the world's so tough. Alex, you just can't handle the truth. You know, we've got to bring the narcotics into the country because if we don't, some other nation will get control of that. People are always going to want drugs. People are always going to want drugs. And,
you know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. But what I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Huge stack of news, loaded phone lines. Gary, Steve, Jason, Robert, George, Gabe, Randall. We're going to get to all of you here in just a few minutes. I've been ranting the last 45 minutes or so, mainly just about how black ops, which are just private corporate mafia muscle with a membrane of U.S. government front, is taking over our society. Now they're handing most of the military, most of intelligence gathering, city streets, government ownership to private corporations. So again, they took our money, they took our dollar, the private banks issued unlimited liquidity to themselves, but backed up by the U.S. population to then come back and buy our governments up. It's in the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked in 2002. They were already well into doing it. Now here we are 6 years later under the yoke. You better find out real soon. We're being criminally looted like a bank robbery. Like we got Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, what is it, 50-something trillion dollars we're talking about? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions that were in default but leveraged. Just trillions and trillions and trillions. And it's all a big mistake. It was all a big accident. Oh, we don't know what happened. And now it's being federalized. That means you're going to back it up. You're going to pay for it. You understand? And if you look at what these executives and what these stockholders and what these companies did, it is just, a lot of it's not even stockholding. It'll just be the executives or intelligence operatives or private intelligence operatives, and they'll just steal hundreds of billions a day sometimes. I mean, it's just unlimited. These guys, this makes the Russian looting under the oligarchs look like a kid's stealing a stick of bubble gum next to robbing Fort Knox. And for all of you that are getting into intelligence, the local police are being co-opted into these threat management centers. And, you know, these were originally for hurricanes, originally for fires. But now the CIA and the military are in the same office with your local police. And, you know, will we track everybody off their cell phones and have all this new federal gadgetry in here? The feds are taking over. Period. And they are owned by private corporations. They are owned and completely hoarded out and run. And so a lot of you who are going to get into intelligence, you're going to be the goofballs they laugh at in black ops. You're just the front and the paper pushers, those of you that are in intelligence that aren't evil. And you've all been profiled, the Dudley Do-Right, who's on a power trip with his pocket protector and his computer feeling good about himself, while you're part of a whole false reality of what goes on in the whole cloak and dagger world. Oh, man. You know, reading some of the foreign service magazines, I was in a doctor's office the other day, and I was reading the one, and it was just all this bull, and again, it would hold up troops who were real heroes. You know, some Marine Corps captain who had his eyes blown out, who runs marathons, I think it was Captain Castro. And you can't help but admire him and his courage to go to Iraq and his courage to be in harm's way and his courage to run these marathons now when he was in a coma for 6 weeks and couldn't walk when he woke up. But see, they sandwiched that in there with all the propaganda and evil. And see, that's only one little tactic of thousands they're using. And my brain just burns with understanding of the enemy operations because I study it. They say what they're doing. It's public. They laugh at you. It's like chemtrails. It's like chemtrails. Well, somebody come in here and unlock this computer system. It just locked up, and I can't do it while I'm on air. Thanks. So I want to go to calls, but I can't. The computer system locks up every 5 minutes and wants a passcode, and I just can't do it while I'm here on air. You got to enter like three of them or something. Just come on around here and enter the code into this so I can use it. Thank you. Unbelievable. I don't know anybody. They ought to have this disabled in here for the talk show host. Anyways, just to know this is going on makes me angry. But all these major newspapers come out and say, okay, the government's got a huge secret program going on since the mid-90s, when we told you it was, spraying deadly poison on the people. And I'm going to cover this later after I take some phone calls. Thank you. U.S. government mad scientist geoengineer atmosphere. That's Paul Watson's headline on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But when you read it, we've got links to all the mainstream news and universities where they admit that they're spraying all these poisons to, quote, save us from global warming, which is bull to begin with. So we're going to break all that down for you. And, yes, that's a perfect example of how they've got compartmentalization. There's six major kerosene jet fuel suppliers. That's what jet fuel is a type of kerosene. Six major companies that have got over 90%. There's a few other little stragglers. And they supply the fuel, and then it's just mixed in there, or in some planes actually have sprayers on them, and then it's designed to go through the jet engines and be sprayed out and create nuclei that then cause particula to start forming and to form rain droplets. Remember trails, condensation trails before 96 only lasted a few minutes? Now they're there for hours? That's how dumb they think you are, that you wouldn't notice that? Well, now they just admit what they're doing. We'll tell you about that later. After I take every call that's on this board. Jason in Las Vegas, which is also Mafia New World Order run. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead, Jason. Okay, Jason's gone. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. I've been listening to you for quite a while now. And, of course, you're talking about their divide-and-conquer, mentality that these people are promoting. And I really see a polarization happening in this country. And, you know, in the new movie you've got out that Jason has out, it has this quote right at the end from Giuliani, you know, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists. And I'm seeing this more and more because in talking to, you know, the average person about this stuff, you get one of two reactions now. It's either, oh, you're one of those crazy conspiracy theorists. It's like a knee-jerk, deer in the headlights.
No, it's a cover story. It's I don't have to think. I'll just throw this term out.
Right. Or you get the people who are starting to do what they were designed to do by their creator, and that's use that brain God gave you and think critically, because you see all these cameras going up everywhere. You see more and more of them.
And by the way, the Pentagon admits that's Pentagon designed as a slave grid. We are an enemy force. The American people have been listed as an enemy force by NORTHCOM. This is official. The military openly is against us, and that doesn't mean your kid who's in the Marines, folks. Go look into NORTHCOM, look into PED 51.
Yeah, and, Dallas, I'm thinking about all these things that you talk about. I mean, you know, you talk about so much on your show, and, you know, the picture is here, they're incrementally poisoning the population through the vaccine, the drugs, the food supply, and the water.
And they admit they are.
They're militarizing the police. They're programming and dumbing down the population through the media, Hollywood, the schools. They're passing legislation and executive orders. They're engineering terror attacks, and they're tracking and monitoring everybody, and then they're systematically dismantling the family through the promotion of...
And they're hiring felons and criminals from the CIA and military. We are in red-level emergency.
Right, and yet you talk to people, and it's like Don't you do anything besides wonder who's the latest winner of American idolatry?
And no, listen, I hear you. But you can't worry about those who, men in black uniforms, could be butchering babies on street corners. They would say they didn't see it. You got to just, it was 5% when the Revolutionary War against the Redcoats in 1776, 1775, when it all kicked off, went through 1783, 84. Again, we can obsess all day on the losers, the cowards, the idiots, the moron liberals, the moron conservatives who don't know that both parties are bought and paid for. I mean, the Democrats send the Democrats there to end the war, and the war expands. It doesn't matter what we want. It doesn't matter what's constitutional. The government does the opposite in every case of what the people want or say. Unless it's, quote, give us money, give us welfare. All they do is create debt that the private bankers, then, while the money's still worth something, they go buy real assets and they leave us holding the bag. It's unbelievable. Folks, you're going to get hurt so bad by this New World Order. There is no doubt that every major vaccine causes diabetes and attacks the pancreas. Just type diabetes vaccines into Google. British Medical Journal, every major journal. They've known it for 30 years. It was designed that way. There's no doubt we went from 1 in 25,000 having autism to 1 in 86 in the last 20 years with the mercury. The feds now admit it. Still in there, by the way. It hadn't been taken out. They've made a few types and subgroups of vaccines available in small lots, if you want to be technical, that don't have it. See, they play lawyer semantic games. There is no doubt that Bayer Pharmaceutical shipped out over a million dosages of factor VIII, knowing each shot had HIV and hepatitis A, B, and C in it. Just type in to Google. You'll be seeing mainstream TV, mainstream news. Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly for more than a decade shipped this out, killing hundreds of thousands. And the media, the only spin in the media is that they did it for profit. No, they knew. They're a eugenics organization. You understand this isn't a game? People are still talking about Tylenol accidentally having cyanide in it 20 years ago and a few people dying. This was hundreds of thousands dead, hundreds of thousands more to die, and they knew it had AIDS in it. And they shipped it out on purpose. Why? My film Endgame covers it. Folks, you better wake up to the horror of reality. We'll be right back with
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.